Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chagiga Daf. Hey, Chagiga 5. Since we had discussed yesterday that when Rav Huna came to a pasuk, came to a verse, he started to cry, the Gemara today on today's Daf is talking about different Amoraim, that when they came to a specific verse, they also cried. So the Gemara tells us on Hey Amid Aleph on 5a that Rabbi Yochanan Kimatu Lahai Krai Bachi. Then when Rabbi Yochanan came to a specific verse, he also cried. So what was the verse that he came to? So he came to this verse from Job. And it says in the verse, Heim b'kdoshav o'yamin, that in his holy ones he will not believe. I'b'kdoshav o'yamin, if the righteous ones, his holy ones, the tzaddikim, Hashem doesn't believe, and Hashem is concerned maybe they are sinning, and the Torah won't protect them from sin, b'mayamin. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, in whom will Hashem believe? So the Gemara, as a result of this, the Gemara brings an incident that Rabbi Yochanan saw, and as a result of this, he understood what this verse was saying. Yom Echad, one day, Rabbi Yochanan was going along on the road. He saw a person who was collecting figs. And he was taking only those figs that weren't ripe, and he was leaving behind the figs that were already ripe. So Rabbi Yochanan said to this person, why are you taking the unripe figs? Take the ripe ones, they're better. So this person said to him, "Hani urcha b'inu, no, these figs, I'm taking the unripe ones because I need them for when I'm traveling. And when you're traveling, you don't need the ones that are fresh. You need the ones that will come fresh. Hani notron, hani lo notron. So the figs that are not ripe, they're going to be better for my journey. Whereas the figs that are ripe, they're not going to last. So said Rabbi Yochanan, "Hainu dirsev. Ah, now I understand the verse. Heim b'kdoshav lo yamin. In his holy ones, he will not trust. That just like a person that who is afraid that the good figs will rot, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem sees the righteous tzaddikim and the good tzaddikim, he doesn't believe. He says maybe they're going to sin, and so therefore he takes them away from this world. He removes them from the world before they're able to sin. But those who had passed through many years in the righteousness, he's not concerned that they're going to sin, because the Torah protects them from sin, and therefore Hashem will leave them around in this world. So the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation that Hashem does not believe the young tzaddikim that they're not going to sin, and therefore he removes them from the world prior, you know, prematurely. Any, is this really the case? So who talmid adavish shivusei to Rabbi Alexandre? There was a student who was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandre, and vishachiv adazutar. And he made while he was still young. And Rabbi Alexandre said about him, Ibai Haimi Rabbanan, if he would have wanted to go on the good path, Havachai. If he would have been planning to go on the good path, he would have lived. Vim Isan, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that they die young so that they die before their sin. Dilma mehem b'kdoshav o'yamin hava. Maybe this student was amongst those who Hashem said, I'm going to remove them so that they don't sin. So how did Rabbi Alexandre know that he was able, that he would have lived, if he would have wanted to go on the good path, he would have lived. So the Gemara says, no, that student, he wasn't really so good. This student of Rabbi Alexandre, he wasn't such a good student. He was about such a verse, they say about him. In Koheles Rashi, she says, "V'tov lo yel arashav lo yarach yamim katzel asher inenu yareim ofnei alkim," meaning to say, he wasn't really honoring the scholars, the Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim, and so therefore he was taken prematurely. Rabbi Yochanan ki mati lahai kra bachi. Another verse that Rabbi Yochanan came to, he cried. And this refers to the period prior to the redemption, that Hashem will judge the world in order to get rid of the wicked people. It says in the verse in Malachi chapter 3, V'karavti aleichem l'mishpat, I will bring you to judgment. V'ayisi eid mimaher b'mach. And Rabbi Yochanan says, a servant who the master quickly takes him to judgment, and he rushes to testify against the student, and he does against the servant, and he doesn't wait for other witnesses to come. Takana Yeshlo, is it possible that this is a good thing, that maybe other witnesses are going to come and say worse? So what's the story here? So why is he helping? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ay lanu sheshakol aleinu akasav Kaos Kachamoros. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, woe to us that the Torah takes upon us the small sins like the strict sins, meaning to say somebody who doesn't pay a worker on time is equivalent in this verse to somebody who's an adulterer and somebody who is doing sorcery. Amar Reish Lakish, ko amata dino shoger, whoever perverts the justice for a ger, for a stranger or a convert, ki umato dino shomahu, it's as though they're perverting the justice against heaven. It says, umate ger, and it says in the verse, mate ger, umate ksif. It says it in the plural, and so therefore, that implies that he's also perverting justice also against God. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa koha ose davar umischaret bo, whoever does a sin one time and he regrets it, we forgive him immediately. He's forgiven immediately. It says, because it says in the verse, they do not fear me, says Hashem. Meaning to say that Hashem quickly judges them, because after all of their sins, they're not going to be afraid from him. But if they are fearing God, and they immediately regret their sin, they're immediately going to be forgiven. So Rabbi Yochanan came to a verse, he started to cry, because it says, "Kies kol maaseh al kim yavi b'mishpat al kol ne'olam." Means, "Evet sh'rabba shoko ashkagu kizdonos takari yishlo." A master who judges his servant, the mistaken ones, like the purposeful ones, at least he has a remedy for this.